Welcome back to Counterculture. Here on the podcast, we spend time discussing relevant cultural topics to encourage high school students in their faith. I'm one of your hosts, Zach Thompson, and I hope that today's episode challenges you, encourages you, and equips you in your walk with Christ. Without further ado, let's dive into today's conversation.
What's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Cooper. I'm one of your co-hosts, and I'm here with Zach and Ratasha for part two of our dating series.
What up?
Hey. And hey, so listen, real quick, stop what you guys are doing, unless you're driving, and go to Spotify or to Apple or to Google and follow/subscribe to this podcast. And if you feel so inclined to share this to your Instagram stories or to somehow make a post about this podcast, it would really help spread the word and would really encourage us and help us out a lot. But for now, let's go ahead and get started with the episode. We are doing a dating Q&A. We had students send in questions. And so we're just going to dive right in. We're not going to waste any time.
Let's go.
So like question number one, Zach and Ratasha, for you guys to answer is, what should we be looking for in a husband or a wife?
I would say the first thing is you want to look for someone that's going to challenge you in the ways that you are not strong or, so think about, you know, your own personal journey with Jesus and think, man, I'm not very great at like discipline and being in the Bible or prayer. You want to find someone that's going to challenge you and is really good at that. And then also just other different things that you can create this balance of, someone that will challenge you and make you better. I think about, you know, dating Ratasha, and she challenged me in a lot of ways. She's someone that's very vulnerable and honest and authentic. And I'm someone that tends to hide sometimes. And so she challenges me a lot in that. Ratasha also loves people really fiercely, as to where sometimes, you know, I'm not the most social, you know, upbeat, awesome person that loves to be around people. And so Ratasha challenges me and makes me better in that way. So look for someone that's going to strengthen your weaknesses is what I would say.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, I'm going to go for the obvious one here, but you should be looking for someone who has a solid relationship with the Lord and is pursuing him in everything. And so a person like that should have strong character, be Christ-like. And you can see that in the way that they speak to you, speak to others, speak about the Lord, act towards you, act towards others. And they also should be in a strong community of believers, mm-hmm. I think. Yep. You need to look at their community, look at their friends. And I think that will give you a great representation of who they are or who they might become, because you are the people that you're closest to. And so if you're really trying to look at that person, I would also look at the people around them and make sure those people are solid and those people are going to build that person up. And that would be a green light for me.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And so, really quick, just to also, it's funny to start off a dating podcast for high schoolers about marriage, but like, how much should high school students be thinking about marriage in their high school dating relationships? Like dating, basically like dating to marry, preparing for marriage in their teens and that kind of stuff.
I think that it's very important that you think about marriage in that way.
Yeah.
Actually, Craig Rochelle, he says that the way you view marriage shapes how you approach relationships. Mm. And I think that's so true, because if you think that marriage is just some sort of a contractual agreement where two people just like cohabitate, what's that word?
Coexist.
Sure. Anything? Yeah. Two people
cohabitate.
Two people coexist, like, then you've got it all wrong. Like, you need to go back and see what God designed marriage to be and let that drive how you pursue somebody. Because again, like we said in the last podcast, like, you should be dating somebody that has the qualities of someone you want to marry. You shouldn't just be dating to date.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, okay. So question number two is, what does a healthy Christian dating relationship look like? If it's even possible in high school, and like any tips on strengthening a relationship, making it pure, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of things to that. First of all, I think it's possible in high school. I think it is very rare for a high school student to be at the maturity level to really be in a committed dating relationship. That's not to say that there aren't those. I have friends that dated in high school and are married now. But there's just a lot of things in high school that you are learning about yourself, that you're growing in your maturity, that you are just not the same person that you're going to be. You're not that person that's going to be fully ready for marriage because you haven't fully figured out who you are yet. I think about myself in high school and who I was like, man, that he was not ready for dating. He just wasn't. A lot to learn in who I am. But in terms of what a, you know, honoring God and a Christian dating relationship looks like is I think it looks like two people that are both pursuing the Lord in their first individual ways, that you have your own personal individual relationship with Jesus, that Jesus is coming first above the relationship that you have with the other person, above any relationship that you have, that Jesus is number one. So I would say first that it looks like two people with their own personal deep relationships with God.
Yeah.
Anything you'd have to add to that too?
Yeah. So not only like separate relationships with the Lord and pursuing him that way, but I think something that was really amazing about Zach and I's relationship was we were really passionate about ministry areas that were similar. So like I was really passionate about high school students and so was he. And I was really passionate about sports and so was he. And so for us to be able to partner in those passions together and do ministry together in those areas was so fun and is so fun and so good. And you don't necessarily have to have that, but I think it adds a lot to any relationship. And so maybe look for someone who is passionate about the same things with you so that you guys can run after those together and serve together and just grow closer to the Lord in those ways.
Yeah. And let me chat real quick about, there was the purity aspect in there too and how yeah. you pursue that in a Christian dating relationship, because purity has to be a part of your dating relationship mm-hmm. yes. in high school. And my suggestions to that would be when it comes to what's okay in a dating relationship, what's not, what's going too far, what's not.
Yeah.
You need to set boundaries, and the boundaries need to be actually naming what we're not going to do instead of saying what's okay. Like mm-hmm. what is, I just think that's too dangerous when you toe the line of saying, this is going to be okay. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. I think you need to start with, no, we're not going to do this. Not going to do this. Not going to do this. And it needs to be harsher than you probably think.
Yes.
I think a great person to ask in terms of, well, what boundaries should I set? I think parents would be the number one option to go to and ask, what are the boundaries we should set in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Or ask a trusted married couple that has been walking yeah. with Jesus for a long time to yeah. ask them what they think. Because, you know, they've been doing this for a while and they've got a lot of wisdom. And so that's what I would say in pursuing purity. Here's the thing too, and I don't want to take up too much time, but the world has made so much of what God intended to be in a marriage in terms of the physical and emotional relationship. The world has said this is just normal and a part of dating. And so much stuff that I think we normalize physically, like sex or other things like touching and you know,
yeah.
things that arouse are meant to be by God. They were designed to be in a committed relationship that the other person cannot walk away, that these two are in it for life. But we have now put it in a situation to where anyone can walk away at any moment. And so we need to, I think we need to understand that most of what the physical relationship is in a dating relationship should really be in the context of a committed marriage. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this too, for any student that's listening that maybe has gone too far, maybe has had sex already outside of marriage. Mm-hmm. There is this guy named Jesus. Don't know if you've heard about him, but he's been known to wipe people clean.
Yeah.
And I want to say that too,
yeah.
that if that is your situation and you've gone too far in a dating relationship, Jesus can wipe you clean and forgive.
Yep.
And I just want to say that there's so much grace in that. Mm-hmm. But for our students, pursue purity as like a top priority in mm-hmm. your dating relationship.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, awesome. Next question is this, and this one probably, we don't have to spend a ton of time on this, but I still think it's really, really good. And so basically, like, let's say that, you know, a guy is trying to decide if they should date a girl, a girl's trying to decide if they should date a guy. And, I think we talk about like how important it is for your significant other to be pointing you to Christ. So the question is, like, how can we know if a boyfriend or girlfriend is going to point us closer to Christ?
Yeah, well, I was talking to Ritasha about this yesterday, and she brought up they should be the same person, you know, around you as they are around other people, as they are behind closed doors. This idea of integrity, that they are not a different person in different situations. That one, that's a sign of maturity, but two, that's a sign of, you know, intentional integrity and a relationship with God, that you are consistent in that. And so I would look to say, are you the same with me when we're alone together watching a movie, or we're out on a date, as you are with your friends, as you are with your family,
yeah,
as you are with other people, would be something I would look for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just like qualities of following and pursuing Jesus. I mean, I don't mean to say this over and over again, but if they are mature in their walk with the Lord, then they will be able to lead you deeper into a relationship with the Lord. But if they are not pursuing after Jesus, then they're probably not somebody that could lead you closer to him. And if there's someone that is trying to, you know, ask you out on dates on Wednesday nights during small group time, then they're literally taking you away from being closer to Jesus. Or like same thing, like not wanting to go to church or not wanting to do XYZ. Like if they are actually taking you away from the things that you need to be doing, taking you away from community, taking you away from just your personal walk, then you already know that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And they're not going to lead you.
And I would say maybe simply just look for the fruits of the Spirit in that person.
Yeah, that's good. Galatians 5.
Love, mm-hmm. joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I would look for those things.
Yeah.
In them.
That's great. Yeah. This question came up quite a bit. I feel like it's a very interesting one. So, but what are your thoughts on dating a non-Christian?
I'm going to put this very simply. I don't know if there needs to be much explanation. I just don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea to date someone that isn't walking with Jesus. Because when you think about it, the values are very different. There are going to be different values on mm-hmm. purity. There are going to be different values on what your priority is, on going to church or, spending time with the Lord, or how you treat your friends or how you treat your family. Like, even if they're a really kind person, the basis of the value is different. And you have to think too, if you want a marriage someday, like there is a lot of scripture in here that the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with someone that doesn't follow the Lord. And so why would you want to then right now date someone that isn't following the Lord if that's not the end goal of what God wants for us as believers? So I just don't think it's a good idea. And I know there are probably some students, I know there's students that are dating those that aren't following Jesus. And I would just say my heart, my opinion would be, I don't think it's ever wise to do that. But
the fifth question is, how can we trust God's timing and be content in singleness?
Yeah. So, I mean, I also really struggled with singleness. I mean, I didn't even get married until I was 27, which I feel like in the Christian world is so old, but it's not old. And, so that was just a really big struggle for me too, watching friends get married and have babies. And I'm like, I don't even have a boyfriend. And I would just say this on the other end of singleness. Now that I'm married, I look back and I'm like, wow, I just think that you being single, it is such a blessing. It really is. And I think that you need to use your singleness for good. Like really make that season of your life count.
Yeah.
Draw close to the Lord, invest in community, love your friends, show up for people, become the person that you want to attract. Like, don't just be like, oh, I want, you know, this kind of a person. Like, no, become that person.
That's
like
good.
Become a person that's going to be good enough for what you want to attract, because you should never lower your standards. I did, and it was a mistake. And you should never like sell yourself short. Like, wait it out. God put a desire in you for something. And if you don't desire marriage, that's okay. Like, you don't have to want that. But if you do, like, then really make yourself or make your single season really count for something, because mm-hmm. it might not last forever and it might last longer than you want it to, but
yeah,
make that season yeah. count.
And God's timing, that's a thing too. Like, God's yeah. timing is not always our timing. It's a lot of times it's very different. So, but yeah, guys, hey, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. If you hung with us to the end, thank you so much. And we just really appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you next time. Have a great week. Peace.
Bye.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the conversation, I want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSN or join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our high school service. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week.